Well, if you want.
I hit record. Let's do it. Let's be official. Give me your sound test. Wow. God damn. That was freaking awesome. Here's my sound test. Oh, wait. I can't do that. Hang on. Here we go. I don't know if that came through or not, but...
Oh, that was kind of gross. Well, welcome back, everybody. We've been gone for a long time. Well, it's 2 weeks. And let me tell you a little story. There's shoes all over my house because the shoe closet is open, and every time somebody comes to the door, my dog needs to grab a shoe and go to the door and greet that person with a fucking shoe. And then he drags the shoes all over the house. And the other day I grabbed my wife's keys on the table when I was cleaning, and I hung them on the key hook. And this has nothing to do with Just Because, but let me tell you, my wife got mad at me for hanging up the key on the key hook.
Wait, what?
She said, where's my fucking keys? And I'm like, well, it's on the key hook. I was trying to clean up. I haven't gotten to the shoes yet because there's shoes everywhere.
Yeah.
But the key's on the key hook, babe. And she's like, well, don't move my keys. What are you doing with my keys? And I'm like, It's weird that she was upset about the keys, and yet there's shoes all over the place. It seems. Anyway, welcome to Just Becousins. My name is Joe Neal. This is my bro from a no-mo, but the same grandmo. Yo.
I do. I text that to Joe sometimes.
And this is, what is your name? Jason Mark?
Jason Mark.
You know, we've never said.
What?
Actually, we have said our last name. We share our last name, and we said it once,
yep.
And it was the first word recorded the first episode.
Yeah.
That shows how good we were at this from the very beginning.
Yes.
Blame myself, because the one thing we agreed upon is that we weren't going to say our last name, and I said it the first word out of my mouth into the microphone. That's amazing. Anyway.
Yeah. It was funny. Made me laugh.
No, I'll let the cat out of the bag. So our last name is Christ.
Yep. That's why we call this Just Be Christ.
That's right. The name of the show. It's Jason Marcus Christ.
Yep.
And Joseph Neal Christ.
Yep. It's actually not Marcus. It's Mark. It's the
just Mark?
Yeah, it's the Latin, not the Greek. I don't know why that matters.
Okay. But, yeah. Jason Mark Christ.
Jason Mark Christ. Yep.
Jason Marcus Christ just rolls off the tongue better. But anyway, and that makes Danger Lee Daniel Christ. Danger Lee Daniels Christ.
Yep. And Double Barrel Daryl Christ.
Yep. Double Barrel Daryl Christ. And Laura Pauline Christ.
Yep. And
Jesus Barking Christ.
Jesus Barking Christ. And my wife.
Family.
Allison. Allison Christ.
Allison Christ?
Yeah, that's her name. They're spelled differently, though, the two Allisons. So it's like one's with an I, one's with a Y. And then my son, whose name I can't remember, but it ends with Christ. Yep. And I actually have a bracelet that says WWID on it.
WWID?
Yeah, what would I do? Instead of what would Jesus do, what would I do? Well, what I do? Nothing. And then I sit down and eat some more pie.
You've reminded yourself that you would not take any action.
That's right.
You follow through.
I follow
after
through
being reminded of what you would do.
Yeah, by my bracelet. This show today. This is 113th show. That's liberal. That's counting. That's with a liberal attitude towards counting. We've actually done a conservative attitude. I don't know. We've actually recorded more times than 113, but this is episode 113.
That's true. There's the lost episode.
There's the lost episode and other stuff.
Which I'd like to think was perhaps our best episode.
It was hilarious. We were really having a good time.
Nobody ever gets to listen to it.
So no, not even us.
You don't even know how good we are.
What was that? What was that song by Tenacious D, the tribute song?
Mm-hmm.
Remember?
Yeah, it's like that. This is a tribute to the greatest song in the world. Well, our podcast is a tribute to the greatest podcast of all time, which I think was like episode 39.
Something like
the
that.
The original episode 39. Yeah. We ended up recording a second 39.
Yeah, which is nothing like this podcast.
Oh.
Yeah. But on today's episode, we're going to just briefly, or not so briefly, recap why we didn't do an episode last week and why, if you did listen last week, you probably, if you're a longtime listener, you heard a repeat, you heard a JBC classic. And if you aren't a longtime listener, that was a fresh one for you, so to speak.
It was a silly one. It was about animals that had shags.
Yeah.
The story's about apes, about ape shit.
Yep.
It was a good one. That's why we picked it. But anyway, hope you enjoyed that, our listener. But now we're back, and I do want to hear a recap of what has happened to you since we've recorded last.
Well,
I understand you have a few notes about that.
Yeah, well, I got notes about just stuff in general that occurred to me because I knew tonight's show was going to be theme free, so to speak.
I haven't done an intro in a little while, and that's why. Did you hear that?
It was fine. I liked it. I think you did a good job. I really like stories like that. I'll be honest with you, Joe. That story, I got a lot out of it. Before we started recording, folks, Joe and I had a lengthy conversation about our dissatisfaction with a particular cinematic feature. I got more out of your story than I got out of that movie. Seriously.
Yeah, you know how much enjoyment you got out of that movie?
How much?
None.
Okay. That's true. Hey-o. So, last week, I didn't record because I was in Puerto Vallarta with my wife and my son and my wife's sister and her husband and their two kids and my wife's mom and dad and my wife's mom's brother, his wife, their two kids, and one of whom is their son, and their son and his wife and their three kids were all there as well. So we were all there.
And their mothers, fathers, cousins, brothers, former roommate.
Yeah. We were all there. Not all at the same time, but there was a few days of absolute overlap where we were all there at the same time. And we stayed at the Hard Rock Vallarta, it was called. We stayed at the Hard Rock, an all-inclusive. And
those are fun.
Have you been to it?
I've had fun.
Are you mean all-inclusives or Hard Rocks?
Well, Hard Rock has all-inclusives, I guess.
Yeah.
I went to Playa Mujeres.
Yeah, okay.
Secrets. And that sounds like a swingers all-inclusive where there's a bunch of ugly old people with gray balls swinging around. Secrets!
Was there?
But no. There wasn't really much secret about it. It was just a lot of food, a lot of booze, and we were taken care of.
Yeah.
Anyway, how about the Hard Rock?
So it was the only difference between it and any other all inclusive I've been to is that there was loud music playing more often. They had live bands, local bands, not anybody like Queensryche wasn't there, but I don't know where that came from. Queensryche.
That's a shame.
Yeah, but so there's lots of music and there's like pictures of famous rock musicians and, you know, the memorabilia, like on our floor there was a huge picture of John Lennon sitting in front of a piano, and then off to the side was apparently some sweater he wore once and was there, you know. And as you walk around the casino, or not casino, sorry, the hotel, there was no casino there, all the hotel, you see other things like here are the here's the heads of the drums from Guns N' Roses, or here's from one of their tours. Here is a motorcycle that a rock and roll guy rode once, and you know, that kind of thing. And like, there's hard rock establishments all over the earth, so you know they gotta be running thin, right? I mean, if you get a hold of,
I was just thinking the same thing.
Yeah,
they gotta really be scraping the bottom of the barrel at some of these places, where it's like, here, if you look under the table, you will see Barry Gibb's dried booger.
Right, exactly. Yeah. I mean, these things, they were a little bit, here's the thing. I wasn't 100% certain that these things were actually 100% authentic. But then again, why fake, you know, why would you fake? These are the drumsticks that were played by Mick Fleetwood in 1986 when he had a cold. You know, it's like, okay. You know what I mean? It's like, I guess in the way Catholic cathedrals work, I think the way there's every altar has to have a relic underneath it. It has to have something that's holy, like literally holy. Like it has to have a finger bone of a saint or something. And, you know,
how holy does it have to be? A finger bone of a saint seems like hard to come by. I mean, can it just be, I don't know, a saint's dried booger?
Maybe it could be. I don't know. Like, yeah, who knows? I don't know how it all works.
Does it just need to be blessed by someone?
I think it has to have come from something that was they decided associated with some sort of godliness. Like, okay, when this booger fell out of this saint, it was while he was performing, you know, a drum solo in 1986 and with no drumsticks. So that's a miracle. And so this thing's holy, so you can build a church around it. And so I guess that's how, you know, these hard rock places
are. You just
are.
Created the image of like a pope in a pope hat doing like a really furious drum solo. And it was great. Put a big smile on my face. Thanks. Good.
I would make that the night's image for the show, but I already made one and that's too complicated. Here's what I'm gonna say about all the memorabilia stuff. The only reason I even brought it up is like it's all over the place, and I'm not making it up. This is true. There is off of the lobby a narrow corridor that goes back to the bathroom, but the corridor just at the end makes a little jog to the right before you actually get to the doors. So completely out of sight of everything, except not out of sight of the doors after you're done taking a dump, is a guitar from Whitesnake.
Really?
Yeah. But some guitar they used behind glass, framed and on the wall, and it's right next to the shitter. So I just wanted to.
I wonder how the guitar player from Whitesnake feels about that.
If he even knows. I mean,
one of the guitar players from Whitesnake was fucking Steve Vai.
Really? I didn't know that. Was it? Should I look that up or just trust you?
They're not going to put Steve Vai's guitar right not next Steve to the Vai. Shitter, are they? That seems wrong.
I should have looked
not
more closely.
Not that I'm a huge fan, but come on, he's Steve Vai. Right?
Steve Vai, yeah. He's right up there with Satriani and Petrucci and Malmsteen or whatever.
Then do you open the door to the shitter and then and you go into the stall and there's a toilet and there's a plaque above the toilet that says, you know, like a certain like mumble rapper like Lonzé died under this toilet.
No.
Lil Pump died Lil beneath Pump. This toilet.
Lil Pump took a little dump and it was his brains. No. Once you're in the bathroom, no, there's nothing. But so I mean that was it. We didn't pick this because we're huge rock and roll memorabilia people. We picked it because of pricing and timing and everything worked out. And it was a nice place, worth the money. I would not recommend it. I would not recommend it if you wanted to go there. But if you're like, oh, is it the best rock and roll experience ever? Nah, it is what it is. I mean, it is. It was all-inclusive, you know? So that means that there was free booze the whole time. There were...
Did you find yourself drinking more with the opportunity for constant drinkage?
Yes. When I'm told it's vacation time, we're going to an all-inclusive, I begin to prepare how I'm going to drink the whole time. But here's the thing, and I actually took a note on this. After a few days, it's really hard to get and stay drunk. If you've been, at least for me, after a few days of just waking up, tequila and beer, you know, breakfast, I got a Bloody Mary, lunch, I'm drinking something fruity, and then it's more beers and then wine, right? And I'm pacing it, so because I don't want to get smashed and then hungover, so I'm pacing it. I got this nice, you know, high-level buzz going. But after a few days, it's like, you got to drink a lot just to get started, and my stomach, which is big, is unfortunately not even that big. And the line between like the line between buzzed and blasted is pretty thick when you first start out, right? Like day one. But that line gets thinner and thinner and thinner and thinner, so that, you know, you have to drink a lot just to get up to buzzed. But if you take just that little bit more, then it's like Barf Town and, you know, Diarrhea City.
And what about the music? Who did you see? Nobody. Was there anybody there?
No, it's just
they just cover bands?
Yeah, cover bands. Yeah.
That can be fun, I guess. Yeah. Were there tribute bands where they were dressed up like the actual dudes?
No, it wasn't. At all? They didn't go all out like that. I mean, really, if you didn't know you were in the hard rock, you wouldn't from listening to the music that was there. I mean, it wasn't the whole time. It was just, you know, a couple days they're out by the pool, you know, rocking out and singing, you know, doing covers of 38 Special and AC/DC. So,
okay. Yeah. Loggins and Messina.
Exactly, yeah.
Or our new little outfield.
A little outfield there. Our new favorite band, Jordache and Powell. No.
Jordache and Powell?
Yeah, yeah. Jordache and Powell. As inside joke, folks. We'll explain it to you when you come to the live.
So was the mumble rapper Dying Beneath the Toilet. I just want to make that clear. If you want to look back in an episode, we go deep into that stupid joke. Beneath the Toilet is the name of the podcast, the name of the episode. Mumble rappers just seem to be super fucked up and on the verge of overdosing on drugs every time I've seen one in a music video. And it just seems that Dying Beneath the Toilet would be, I don't know, it just fits their style.
Yeah.
By the way, I think Lil Pump is not yet deceased.
No, he tried. I think he shot himself, didn't he? Or shot his foot. Or no, Lil Wayne shot his own foot. That was a long time ago.
Anyway, R.I.P. Lil Twerp.
Little. Did we make that up? Lil Twerp? I don't remember.
Lil Peep. Sorry.
Lil Peep
died after posting of what drugs he had taken, which seems extra tragic and absurd. And like, oh no. Anyway, Lil Peep. I don't know if he died beneath the toilet, but
he's beneath.
It's sad. Damn it, mumble rappers, pull it together.
Pull it together. So that was the hard rock. Whitesnake's guitar is next to the bathroom. It's hard to get and stay drunk. I do want to, though, shift away from that. I want you to talk for a while, but I'm going to do it via segue. I love Mexico. I do. Okay. I love Mexico. I got to be honest with you. The whole Trump wall thing made me love Mexico more. I know that Mexico has its problems with drug cartels and violence, but soda's everywhere, and 99.9% of the people in Mexico are awesome. They're just friendly and they're hilarious and they're just you walk up to one and say, "Hey, can I live with you and you be my pretend granddad?" And they're like, "Yeah, yeah, see," because it's just nice. Like, everybody's family. Anyway, I love the food. We've talked about that. And so whenever I want to go on vacation, if it's not Hawaii, it's going to be someplace. Mexico, I hope. And I've been trying to learn Spanish. Okay, we're not doing any ads tonight, but I want to give a shout out to Duolingo.
Okay,
right, the it's an online thing or an app on your phone, and it helps you learn languages. I was on Twitter today and somebody that I follow tweeted something in Spanish. Normally she tweets in English, but for some reason she just decided to tweet in Spanish. And this is why I want to give props to Duolingo, because I'm going to read to you what she wrote in Spanish, and then I'm going to tell you what it means. And I know why it means, because of Duolingo.
Okay.
I want to do this, okay? So this is what she wrote. She's got a picture of a hot water bottle, and above it she wrote, "Mi abuela usaba una de estos para la artrosis y un día lo usé para pajearme y me quema la vagina." And I apologize for my pronunciation. It's not the best. Duolingo doesn't help me with that, but I know what all that means. Mi abuela usaba una de estos para la artrosis y un día lo usé para pajearme y me quema la vagina.
Okay.
And what that means is my grandmother used one of these for her arthritis, and one day I used it to masturbate and I burnt my vagina.
Wow.
Isn't that just, I mean, like Duolingo. This is why I love Mexico, Joe. I can go there, and if anybody says, like, hey, I burnt my pussy on a hot water bottle, I know what they're saying. It's not true
you
for France.
I
speak
burnt
French.
My pussy is going into a montage.
I hope it does. I know I can speak French better than Spanish, but I don't know how to. I don't know if somebody were to say to me, you know, oh, what about love my pussy? I wouldn't know, right? A German.
Well, that was perfect French.
Thank you, German. You know, ach, dude, ach, me. I can't even fake it. I know a few words German. I wouldn't know. In fact,
here, really quick, if you were to make up, do you know the German word for vagina?
I don't.
If you were to make one up, what would it be? And say it really aggressively.
Platz für Kackenstuffen.
Okay, thank you.
That's good. Why? What's the word?
Here, let me tell you a little story. I took 3 years of Spanish.
Okay.
In high school, but I didn't really learn much except how to pronounce Spanish words.
Yeah.
Okay. And I got this job as a server at this resort for a couple years. And I was one of the only people, well, in the kitchen, most of the people were just speaking Spanish all the time. And they kind of picked on me a little bit and they would talk shit in Spanish around me, and then laugh, knowing that I didn't know, you know, what the hell they were saying. And one day there was there's posts on the wall in English and in Spanish, like certain rules, and then like lists of procedures and stuff like that. Yeah. And one day, this is all I got from 3 years of Spanish. I pronounced everything correctly. I'm sure it was a shitty accent, but I just read through this whole thing while all these other employees were kind of standing around, and they all looked a little bit concerned because I kind of tricked them into thinking that I could speak Spanish, and they were like, oh my God, he's heard all of the shit. He understood all the shit we've been talking about him for like the last 6 months. And then our relationship from that time on just kind of took an upswing, and I gained a little bit of respect, and then that's how I got in with the crew.
And now you manage a Taco Bell, right?
Yep.
Nice.
Yep.
All comes together.
A little bit of origin story there.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, though, you're saying that you love Mexico.
I do.
When we went to Secrets at Playa Mujeres, which is the beach of women, I think, or women beach, I think is the translation. That was a great all-inclusive, but then we went on down to, I think, Cancun, and we had a lot of fun. And the one thing I didn't like, though, is it's part of the culture that people are trying to sell you stuff. That's really aggressive. Did you notice that?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they come right up in your face. Like, and that's something that's a little bit different. I thought it was kind of amusing, though. I wasn't super irritated by it until like maybe after a whole day of it, you start saying no, you know, it was coming out strong at the end, like, no, God damn it. And, but I took my wife, this is our honeymoon.
Yeah.
So we took the ferry across to not the beach, not Women Beach, but Women Island.
Oh,
so it's Isla Mujeres.
Isla Mujeres. Right?
And it's like 7 miles all the way around. And so there's all these things. You can either rent a little scooter or a little golf cart, and then everybody, all the tourists, just go around. And that was really fun. It was really cool. We got a golf cart. I wish we would have got a scooter, though. Yeah. That would have been more fun. But we were going around, and it was great, except they had this really harsh stray dog and cat problem.
Wow.
And so we were having like this wonderful moment was ruined because we're like in our little golf cart and everything's pretty and we're driving around the beach. We kind of turn into this little village and there is a dead dog that had gotten hit by a scooter or a golf cart with his eyeball popped out.
Oh.
And that's bad enough, right?
Yeah.
Well, his little friend his little doggy friend that had not got hit was hanging out trying to, like, he was like, come on, buddy, like, trying to nudge him, like, are you okay? And he was dead, and I was like, this was our honeymoon, dude.
Well,
it was so terrible, and we were both, like, glassy-eyed, like, on the verge of tears, like, oh, my God. And then later on, when we kind of recovered, I renamed the island Isla de Perros Muertos.
Isla de Perros Muertos, yes. I like that. What's the word for eyeball in Spanish? Like I say, Duolingo didn't teach me eyeball. It taught me how to say I burnt my pussy.
Ojos.
Ojos. Isla de la Perros sin ojos.
Yeah. Anyway, that's not a funny story. No. It still haunts me, and I shouldn't have even brought it up. Now I've transmitted that imagery to you, so now it can haunt you too.
Okay. But, I'm going to keep this segue going, the whole Spanish thing, because.
This was a segue.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
It's sort of. I mean, it's segue-ish. It's sort of a. I don't know what I'm saying. I have a friend. We have a friend of the show. I call her Combat Medic. That's her nickname. If she's listening,
that's right.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Air Force medic.
Yeah,
called her.
Yeah, I think she's seen combat. Anyway, what was I going to say? Can't remember. Oh yeah, she once told me
Spanish. You're talking about Mexico.
Yeah, she once told me that she was just like, she's like, screw it. I love Mexican stuff. I'm gonna learn Spanish and move to Mexico. And I said, with your husband and kids. And I didn't get the impression that was necessarily. A deal changer. Like, yeah, they want to go. I shouldn't speak for her. She can talk. But my point is, like, I want to say to her, if she's listening, hey, did you go? Because if you did, tell me where you are. I'll come see you. And if you didn't go, then let me know when you're free. We'll go together. As many people as it needs to be to make it all as fun as it can be. Because I really do. I'm a very reclusive loner type person. But when I'm in Mexico, I like being around a lot of people. So... Joe, last week I was in Mexico. You were in a Spanish-speaking town, and you couldn't podcast either, right?
I was in a Spanish-speaking town.
Weren't you? Weren't you at a Taco Bell conference in San Diego?
I was at a Taco Bell conference on Coronado Island.
Which is, okay. That's where rich white people go to not speak Spanish but feel Mexican, right? Gotcha.
And if there were any, dogs with dead dogs with eyeballs popping out, I didn't see them. It's like the Isla de Perros Vidos.
Did you stay in the?
Is that really terrible Spanish? Huh. Sorry.
No, I love it. did you stay in the birth defect hotel?
The birth defect hotel.
Yeah.
You know what? I didn't stay. I couldn't afford to stay in the Del Coronado.
Okay. I called the birth defect hotel because my wife and I were in San Diego once, and we went to Coronado Island. We went to the hotel there just to see it.
Hotel Del, the famous one.
It's very grand. And as we're about to walk in, there's a plaque. A nice plaque that says, hey, by the way, this is some old shit right here. It's ancient as fuck, but that's cool. We kept it all up to date. However, if you're going to get pregnant and you think you might be susceptible to some shit, that shit might be here. It's up to you. Peace. Have a nice day. It was all on one plaque for a long time.
Oh, I didn't catch those plaques.
Yeah. I think all it is I think really it was just – it's probably just very, very safe, but they're probably like, look, if somebody were to like – take a bite out of the wall, chew it up, spit it out, and then it dried and they snorted it. They might get a few grams of asbestos, so we got to put up a plaque.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, there's all over California, you'll notice that there are notifications that no matter where you are, there's something that's going to cause you cancer.
Yeah.
I mean, it says it big on signs everywhere. Like, you should know that there's shit floating around in the air right now that you're breathing that will give you cancer. Right. And everybody goes, well, okay.
Yeah, because all they're doing is like, it's so stupid. It's just somebody is like, wait a minute. I got cancer because I huffed straight gasoline for 4 years. I'm suing. It's like, fine, you're sue us.
I see what you're saying. They're they're just covering their asses completely, and it's probably really not that dangerous.
Yeah, I mean, if on some off chance, like you're at the Hotel Coronado, and if some off chance you fell down some stairs and you broke through the floor somehow, right, and you fell into a hoary pit of demons, okay, that's very unlikely, but if it happens, I'm pretty sure the hotel's going to, like, give you a couple free nights. Like, they're not going to screw you over. You know, they put up the signs to protect it from the idiots who are like, I'm going to go in with a pickaxe. I'm going to drill down to the floor where the gate of hell is. I'm going to jerk off while looking at dead dog porn, and that will bring forth a demon. Oh, here's the demon. I've been eviscerated. I'm suing you, hotel. Like, we put up a plaque, fucker. You can't sue us. It's for the jerk-offs to go in and do things wrong. They're the ones who do the suing. Not your normal, everyday people who are just like, hey, I just want to, like, hang out with some rich white folks and make fun of minorities and live off the backs of slaves in third world countries. Why? I'm not going to sue anybody. You know?
Yeah, I'm on board. You made me think. I was there at this conference for almost a week.
Yeah.
And, you know, I didn't take any notes. I don't have any good stories, really. It was uneventful.
No, it's fine.
But it's a beautiful hotel, even though it causes birth defects and cancer, and there is a gate to hell in the basement. If you have a pickaxe and you have the wherewithal to bust through the floor, there is a gate to hell. I did see that plaque.
You did? Good. All right.
And I did have some time, but my schedule was pretty packed. I could have skipped, you know, a keynote on one of the days and got to that gate to hell, but
the shredded lettuce.
Instead, I just breathe in deep and try to get cancer, and that's my whole story about the Hotel del Coronado.
Hotel del Coronado. So you were there for that conference, though, the Taco Bell conference, and then
Taco Bell manager conference.
Yeah, and that's why you weren't on the show, but we're back now, and we've been talking for 30 minutes. Actually, Joe and I have been talking for 90 minutes, but we didn't record for the first hour because we wanted to spare you people the details of that. I do have some notes about other things that have been going on. Joe, you want to talk about what's been going on in our lives lately. Do you have any things going on you want to tell me about? What's been happening at Casa del Joel? Casa del Jose. I'm trying to keep it. This is Spanish episode-ish. This is Spanish-ish.
Well, I've been texting with this guy.
Yeah.
He's a really old friend of mine. Actually, met him when I think I met him in like kindergarten, something like that.
Okay.
He's one of the dudes that I know from Payne Street down in Sevierville, Tennessee.
Okay. Yeah.
He grew up there too.
Yeah.
These days, he's actually in the film industry, and he's worked on probably a lot of stuff that you've seen. I get surprised sometimes. I'll watch some movie, and then I'll go IMDb, and I'll find that he's worked on the film.
Well,
now, what he is what's called a lens caddy.
Okay, it's a lens caddy.
Yeah. So the director of photography or the cameraman might need a different lens, and he just hands them lenses.
Okay.
That's my understanding of his job, and it's very clear to me when I talk to him. I do not understand his job.
Can I make a comment on that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So just real quick, I'll try to make it quick. But when I heard that Maynard James Keenan was going to sing in a band called Perfect Circle with Billy Howerdell, I think is his name, and
he was like Tool's guitar tech.
So okay, yeah, exactly. He was Tool's guitar tech. In my mind, it was like, okay, big whoop. He hands them their guitars. He keeps them in tune. And then several years later, this guy wrote on a website, he wrote like this 2,000 word description of how to get the Tool's guitar sound. And he laid out all these different pedals and these different things and how you have to adjust them based on all kinds of stuff. And I realized, oh, that's what a guitar tech does. It's like, literally, you got to kind of have the equivalent of a master's degree in whatever, that kind of knowledge. So at first you said lens caddy. I was like, hands people lenses, big whoop. But I bet it's way more complicated than that. I bet this dude is a smart motherfucker.
He's very smart. In fact, we knew, and so did all the teachers, and I'm sure it was, I think it was confirmed with some sort of test, acuity test, or IQity test. The dude's a genius, and I think that's been confirmed for you, too. We've talked about that before. I don't know. Our listener, realize that we have a genius on our hands here. And my friend, I'll call him, fuck it, I'll use his real name. His name's Chrissy Harmon.
Okay, Googling that and, shit right now.
And so I've been texting with him because he's been listening to some of our stuff.
Okay.
And he's in the film industry. So I was like, you know, can you give me some notes and, you know, what do you think about this? And here's his feedback.
Okay.
And I was texting back and forth with him. And he suggested, and this has given me a complex now. He said, you know, no offense, but your humor is best when it's not about dicks and balls and fucking your mom. And I said, yeah, okay. And then I realized, though, the stuff that he's been listening to, I'm sure you realize this, and so does our listener. But lately, look, we always talk about dirty stuff, and especially when I obscenitize songs, normally there's some sort of, you know, it's sexually oriented, and it's lots of dicks and balls and fucking your mom. And I realize, though, I don't think that what he heard lately, it's really been kind of an unbelievable, like, fuck your mom-a-thon. I thought back on it, and I'm like, oh man, what did he hear? He heard like the bad dream montage where it's a medley of me talking about nothing but butt reaming your mom, like nothing but that. And then he heard like the HBO ad, which is just, you know, that's if HBO did porn. So it's right, you know, right. It's Sesame Street and it's Game of Boners, and you know, so this guy is listening to this stuff and he's like, okay, this podcast is limited in its range of humor.
Okay.
And he just gave me those notes, and he heard some like Otis and Lavando,
okay,
and some other stuff, and he was like, this is good. So this is the good stuff. He's like, you know, you have a good brain for this. Like, you guys have a good brain for this. That made me feel better. It's like, but he suggested that we dig deeper. Those are his words. He's like,
okay.
And he was like, hey, have you ever seen that show Crashing? You ever seen that, Jason?
I haven't. I'll Google it. Crashing.
Anyway, they talk a lot about, I guess, according to Chrissy Harmon, that, you know, there's a lot of just maybe discussion or exploration around, like, how to kind of dig deeper and you know, kind of expand your sense of humor and how to present it and stuff like that. So I thought that was cool. And then we kept texting and texting. He's like, yeah, you know, you guys have some good stuff. He's like, but then, you know, by the time you're slurfing on your grandma and now that right there. Okay. He said slurfing on your grandma. Okay. Now I'm convinced. I became intrigued when he said that. First, I laughed out loud.
Right.
And I almost dropped my phone.
Yeah.
One, I've never heard the term slurfing. See, that's what bothers me, because I'm like, hold on, were we talking about slurfing on your grandma? Because I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't remember that.
And this is what blows my mind. He's trying to tell me there's too much like fuck your mom-a-thon, and and then he says slurfing on your grandma,
yeah,
which sends me into peals of laughter. and I immediately wish, like, oh man, I wish I would have said slurfing on your grandma out loud on the podcast. So it confused me. And so a couple of things occur to me.
Yeah.
I just have Tourette's. And because a lot of this stuff comes from me. I mean, you encourage me, though. I mean, nobody laughs harder at the stupid mom jokes than
me.
Than you.
I fucking love them.
Anyway, I wonder, though, he made me think, how limited is my humor outside of all of this super obscene sexual humor? And then, of course, you know, poop and shit.
Right, right.
Poop and shit. Both. You see my range of humor?
Yeah,
not only do I shit. Tell poop jokes, but also shit.
Also shit, yeah. Well, here, let me just, here's a short version. Fuck that guy, you're awesome. I don't really mean that guy, because I'm sure he's...
Seriously, Chris is great. No, yeah, I want him to come on the show.
I would love to have him, and I mean that not because I'm going to, you know, yell at him or anything, but his notes seem good intention. He's not trying to rip you a new one. He's trying to say, hey, Joe, I happen to know that you've got depth, and I'd love to see you on the show. I get it. That's fine, yeah. But fuck that guy, you're awesome. That's the short version. Okay, here's the long version.
And
we got 20 minutes left, so let's go.
And poop.
So after I got done watching that movie, right?
The Nun.
The what occurred to me to ask myself was, why are nuns sexy? I honestly, that was what popped into my head. Why are nuns sexy? Because to me, they are. They're sexy. I don't know what it is. We've talked about how it seems to be the case that I like dominating, powerful, take control type women, and maybe there's something about that. But then there's the whole innocence thing and the virginal crap, and I'm sure my genes have something to do with it. I don't know. Whatever. So I Googled, why are nuns sexy? And what came up was several web pages telling me why I was an asshole for liking the sexy nun Halloween costume, right? Okay, and I'm reading all these explanations. Some of them came from the very religious point of view. Some of them came from a, I don't want to say feminist point of view, but I'm going to say a zealous defense of womanhood point of view, okay? I'm not going to confound the two. And I was reading these things and, you know, getting the gist of this, that, and the other. But I had to disagree overall with the idea that the sexy nun is somehow disparaging of religion in it, and or it is disparaging of women. I didn't caught into that, because I feel that the reason why the sexy nun thing has any kind of force is because it stands into contrast with what a nun actually symbolizes, and therefore reinforces what a nun actually symbolizes. And so I'm going to take that and...
Yeah, and it's funny. It doesn't mean... just because it makes light of something does not mean it's offensive.
Well, what I'm going to say is it doesn't make light of something as much as it stands in contrast to something. And that irony is in fact funny. And so when you make... Maybe the reason why I laugh at your poop and shit jokes and the fuck your mom-a-thon is because... it's because it is so ironic to what I know is your actual depth and intelligence, and honestly, I know it's going to sound cheesy, Joe, but your compassion. I mean, in as much as it's hilarious when you say, you know, balls on your mom's chin, I know that you would be the last person to put your balls on somebody, some mom's chin. Well, maybe if like it was the mother of your child, but that's not.
I'm following you.
Yeah, okay. So you see, you're not a guy who actually gets off on fantasizes and wants the world to be such that you get to, you know, shove your mighty wand into some mom's chocolate whiz way.
You're right. It's not like I'm obsessed with actually trying to have sexual intercourse with people's moms. That's not what it is.
Ironic that most... We are now of an age, Joe, you and I, such that most of our friends' moms are not what we, you know, think about when we're by ourselves in the shower with an extra 3 minutes on our hands. No pun intended. Right? You know what I'm saying? It's not like...
Yeah. A minute for each inch.
There you go. And it's not like... Because you got to start at the bottom and work your way up. It's not like... I have any disrespect for these mothers. All mothers are amazing. And these are powerful, strong, creative women who raised people that I absolutely adore. So a lot of respect for them. And that respect isn't what keeps me from imagining them on all fours with me behind and a big, you know, Superman mask on my face. That's not what stops me. It's this, that's not my particular cup of tea. And so when you say, hey, fuck your mom, that's funny because I wouldn't. Right. If you were to say, hey, everybody, let's go fuck a really hot porn star. I'm like, well, yeah. What's next? I mean, let's keep going. And, you know, whereas fuck your mom, you're done. So I'm all for it.
It did make me think, though. I'm going to I'm going to have a little bit of trouble with this, though, because as I naturally, and I think I compulsively, impulsively come up with dirty sex jokes, and, you know, the fucking your mom thing is such a humorous habit for me that I can feel it in my brain. Like, when one is arising, I'm going to push it down.
Okay.
Maybe
you could find a way to sublimate it into something else. Because it's your comfort zone, right? You're very, very comfortable with suggesting that your mighty manhood will be invading the moist cavern of love of somebody's maternal parent, right? So, can you like push it somewhere else? Like maybe start off with a code. Like, instead of saying, "Hey, fuck your mom," you can say, "Hey, smell the cheese," right?
I think it is gonna. I think overall, his feedback is going to be helpful to me, because I want to explore humor.
Yeah. Okay.
And really, especially lately, there's just been I just feel like there's just been a whole lot of it.
Yeah.
A whole lot. His feedback is a little confusing too. I'm looking through the text and I was like, I said something like, "Well, okay, so maybe more, you know, fart and poop jokes," and then he was like, and he said this. He goes, "No, dig deeper," you know. And then he gave like a list. And think about this. This is a little confusing. He's like, grocery stores, you know, being sober, family reunions. I'm like, okay, I see where he's getting at. You know, he's like, you know, driving on the highway, Twitter, and then it occurs to me like these are things that he's been thinking about.
Okay,
and then he keeps going. It's like, okay, grocery stores, being sober, reunions, masturbation. He says, "See, that confused me."
Okay, yeah.
He's giving me notes. He's like, "No notes, no farts, no dicks, no fucking your mom. You know, go a little bit more toward masturbation."
Right, okay. Right.
And then he told me, "I'm listening to your nugget porn bit right now." Do you remember that?
Remind the listener.
We were talking about nugget porn, which and my wife Laura was so gracious as to explain it to us. That's nugget porn is when someone has no arms and no legs.
Oh, that's
you
right.
You put them in like a burlap sack. You cut a hole in it. They look like a chicken nugget. Oh my God.
Jesus.
Okay. And I said to him, I'm like, "Well, I'm ready to branch out." And then I said, "Look, I think lately I just had to get all this, you know, dick ass mom jokes out of my system." And I really do believe that. Like, I had a lot of.
You are just full of dick ass mom. I got you.
Right. Right. And then he said, "I'm surprised you didn't joke about Batman as a purple headed warrior." I'm like, hold on now. He's kind of about facing, and now he's like thinking about funny penis stuff.
Yeah.
And now he's expressing it. And then he says, "Well, I think when you get to slurfing on your grandma, you've gone too far." And that's when I said, "I didn't come up with that." While he's telling me to stay away from dick and fart jokes, he's coming up with one.
Yeah.
I don't think we ever said slurf on your grandma, and that is an original by Chrissy Harman.
Yeah. Well, maybe so.
So the message was a little bit confusing. And hold on, there was one more thing here. Yeah. And then he said, "It is funny to talk about a thigh striper." Okay. Jason, are you familiar with a thigh striper?
No, but I'm going to Google
it. This made me laugh out loud. This is the thing. Chrissy Harman had like totally turned this conversation around and started making me laugh at his jokes. A thigh striper is one who poops between someone's legs while they're pooping.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and I, of course, I just responded to him and I said, "Thigh striper is goddamn great."
Which
I totally believe.
If nothing else, I mean, Chris, if you're listening, I get everything you're saying. Totally makes sense. And I take back the fuck that guy. I'm gonna upgrade you to, "Hey, come on, guy." No, that's not.
Upgrading to, come on, dude. Come on.
I'm not even that. No. Chris, what he's saying is making sense. And maybe, I don't want to speak on his behalf, obviously. Unless it got me into like the kind of work that he does, because I looked him up on IMDb and the dude's all over the place. He's obviously very talented.
You found the name Chrissy Harman all over IMDb.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll talk to you about that later.
Okay. No, I mean, ostensibly. Okay. Maybe. Okay.
Chrissy Harman is, like I said, he's been a lens caddy on all sorts of different projects. But here, I want to say this. Hey, Chrissy out there, if you're listening to this, I don't know if he is. Then he texted me this story, and I want him to tell the story when he comes onto the podcast, but I'll give you a little teaser. It's a story about, well, this is a spoiler, but he got a burrito stuck in a Subway door.
What Subway sandwich shop or Subway, like?
No, like Subway in fucking New York City.
Wait, got stuck?
Yeah, a Subway door closed on his fucking burrito.
I wouldn't call that burrito stuck. I call that burrito mushed.
That burrito's cut in half. Again, I want him to tell the story.
Okay,
I'm setting it up. Because there's more to it than that, and it's fucking funny. Like, I started laughing, and then I really got his point, which is like, sure, a little bit of dicks, a little bit of balls, a little bit of your mom slurfing on your grandma, thigh striping your mom, but check this story out about a burrito stuck in a Subway door, which is just really clean. That is not blue humor, and it made me laugh out loud. Okay. And I'm inspired. Chrissy, I want you to know I'm inspired to branch out in my exploration of humor, and I hope, Jason, that you'll join me here on the Just Because It's podcast.
I will join you. Again, I'm not going to speak on Chris East Harmon's behalf, but if he is suggesting that we get away from just the shock value of saying shit, which is hilarious when kids say it, but explore our creativity, like slurfing on your grandma, the concept of going down, I'm assuming slurfing means cunnilingus. The concept of going down to your grandma is kind of gross and therefore funny, but once done, you're done. But if you kind of come up with funny names for it, now you're refreshing it, right? And if you're suggesting that his story, the non-blue story I've got, getting a burrito stuck in a Subway door, could and then become a way to promote the phrase, get your burrito stuck in a Subway door, as a euphemism for some kind of sex act? Sex act?
Bringing it back.
Yeah. Like, especially if that act was on your grandma. I mean, then, awesome. If that's what he's suggesting, is like, don't just live in, hey, I poop. Meh, 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 you know.
You're doing what he suggested, which is to dig deeper.
Dig deeper, right.
Digging deeper.
Don't stop at the rectum. Go all the way up to the colon. See if you can hit the, what's the next thing biologically after you get your.
Yeah, we're going to get more creative with our euphemisms. You know, whether it be slurfing on your grandma or, you know, throwing ropes on your grandpa.
Okay, we don't. Oh boy, let's move on.
We don't do grandpa.
No, we can do grandpa. We do grandpa all night long. But we only got eight.
Here's the thing. I don't know how long I'm going to last with this. You know, trying to branch out, because I think deep down I'm just such a 12-year-old when it comes to all this naughty humor.
No, like that's what I'm getting at.
It just makes me laugh, and honestly, that's what I'm trying to do here. Is more so than I like to make you laugh, and I like to make our listener laugh if I ever have.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to make myself laugh.
Absolutely,
and that's what this project is. I don't need anything but that. Okay, sorry good. To be completely selfish about
no,
it.
No, be selfish. Look, where I'm at. I'm gonna go out on a little bit of a limb here and say, 12-year-olds are dicks. Don't compare what you do to them. When a 12-year-old makes dick and shit jokes, it's pure shock. It's just the idea that here's something that's taboo and I'm saying it. Oh, isn't that? Whereas you aren't saying it just to shock people. You're saying it because there's a universality. You're bringing us all together, Joe. It's like, hey, everybody shits. Everybody's got a dick except for the ones who don't. They want it. And if they don't, that's great too. Somehow it's defined by dicks. I think Derrida would really have a field day with the concept of lesbianism if he were alive and as big of an asshole as I am, obviously. I think I just offended the whole planet somehow. Sorry. Listen, let me take it all back. This is my point. Everybody's got these things, and even the queen farts, right? Speaking of, we can't.
Well, you can call it a queef. Queen.
Queenf.
A queenf.
We mentioned queens right earlier.
We're digging deep
with the queenf. I just read on Twitter today that Prince William cheated on Kate Middleton with one of her very good friends. If that didn't make the queen queenf, then I don't know what will. And I'm really mad at him because I think Kate Middleton she's right up there with Katy Perry as far as I'm concerned. It's got nothing to do with anything we're talking about. But what I'm saying is, Joe, you bring us all together because you recognize we all have anuses. And those of us who don't have anuses are still defined by their lack of anus. And that
we all have genitals and we all have moms. And that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to unify
our genitals world. And our moms.
Guess what I've done? Yeah. I have. Okay, we talk about Brendy quite a bit.
Yeah.
A friend of ours, Brendy. She told me the other day, you know, we've been trying to get her on the show.
Yeah.
We talk about it on the show. I tell stories about Brendy because they're funny and she's a super funny person.
Yes.
And Brendy has declined to ever do the show. And do you know why?
Because of you had sex with her mom?
No. Because it's the your mom-a-thon. She can't. She, even though I think she secretly is our listener from time to time, like actually being on the show and becoming more of a part of it is something that she can't support the show at that level. And she said it's too obscene.
So is it too obscene for her to do or too obscene for her to listen to? And
apparently just to do she's made it pretty clear that we make her laugh.
Okay, so Brendy, if you're listening, I guess you are. If you came on the show, Joe and I are quite capable. Here, let's do this, Joe. Let's you and me and Brendy get together sometime. No, we will not record. We won't have to record. We're not going to trick anybody, and we will quote unquote do a show. It'll be 100%. No dicks or moms. There will be cursing. We'll drop some F-bombs, but it'll be in the context of like, man, I had a really fucking awesome burrito that got stuck in a goddamn Subway. And then you're going to raise an eyebrow and go, no, really, honest, actual burrito, actual Subway. And then Brandy will go, because it's not nasty. And then we'll go on. We'll show her, look, we're capable of it, right? It's
okay, now we are simpatico because
– fucker.
Yeah, I know. By the way, everybody, Jason hates that word. I should use it more because I like the idea of you cringing every time I say it. Here's the thing. I brought that up to her. I said, look, we can do a clean show, I think. We can try. And let's do it, and we'll do it for you. Here's the thing. It's too late because this show is already – it's been tainted.
I laughed because we're tainted.
It's too late. Like, even if the show is clean, she feels like if she's on the show, like – they're like she's gonna get cum in her eye or something anyway.
Okay, I got it. So tell you what, Brandy, this is what we're gonna do then for you, because I love you. We're gonna do 114 not fuck your mom with Prince William's dicks episodes. We're gonna do 114 of them, so you can be on episode 227 228.
After we've completely changed the character of the show and she can feel good about what it represents.
Yeah. And you know what? I like this idea also. We'll do a different podcast with her. A one-off episode, maybe two, whatever. Go. We'll give a different name and have a different character and tone. And then she was like, she doesn't have to say like, someone will come up to say, hey, Brendy, I really like what you did at work today. It was very intelligent and thought-provoking and other words of praise. But weren't you on that filthy podcast? That means that your ideas suck and I hate you. That won't happen. Instead, they'll say, hey, everything I just said, which is awesome about you, and also, weren't you on that awesome podcast that was awesome because you were on it? And then she'll say yes, and they'll go, okay, here's a raise, now you're vice president, and by the way, is your mom single? And that's how the conversation will end.
I want to be respectful of Brendy, but I have to mention this. She was on the show already, briefly.
Yeah. Yep.
You interviewed her for, I think, a couple of minutes.
Yeah,
about baseball. I'm not going to be the asshole to go back and find that episode. I don't think our listener is even interested enough to even try that. I don't know what episode it was. And I'm not going to go back and get, you know, clips from her voice and then give you buttons of her voice so she's to force her onto the show, and she's just on the show all the time, right in the middle of grandma slurfing jokes and, you know, just hitting Brendy buttons, like, you know, right in the middle of a horrifying your mamathon. And I'm not going to do that. But I will. Where are we at with time? Because I did have.
We got 8 seconds left
to tell a Brendy story.
We have eight. We have 6 seconds left.
6 seconds.
We have 3 seconds left.
Okay. Well, I'll save a good Brendy story for the, you know, I don't know, next couple episodes. I'll tell another good Brendy story.
We have.
I really do
things.
Like those. And by the way, those aren't dirty. No. Hey, think about digging deep.
Yeah.
Brendy stories are really funny, and most of them are not about dicks.
Okay, good. That most of them aren't. We have a lot of things we didn't cover. We have to do a notes part two. We did.
Can we do that?
Yeah, why not? Okay, here are some things I didn't bring up that are in my notes. I'm just going to tell you, like, I'll just read the note, but I won't tell you. I won't explain it. Elevated
cool.
sports. Elevated sports is one. Okay. No phone John policy. Fur stroker. It's not nasty. It's literally fur. From an animal.
Okay.
And the other one is what Joe's Tinder profile must look like.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm actually inclined to tell you that one right now.
Well, I really want to hear it. Can you give us a teaser? What the hell are you thinking about my Tinder profile? By the way, I've never had one.
No, yeah.
If I had one now, I'd be getting a divorce soon.
My wife, Allison Christ, and I were talking, and I mentioned something about you, and she chuckled, and I said, what's funny? She says, I'm just imagining what Joe's Tinder profile would be. Likes Disneyland, doesn't drink, and is into horror movies. And we laughed at that.
That's good. In actuality, it's just me swiping right on a bunch of grandmas. Swiping that grandma, swiping that grandma.
You and I have
slorfing
to.
Slorfing that grandma.
Slorfing. What would be.
Slorfing right.
Slorfing right.
I never slorf left on a grandma.
Okay, I was going to call tonight's episode.
That's the greatest grandma I've ever come across.
I was going to call tonight's episode Fuck Your Mamathon. Because that killed me, but instead I'm going to say never.
Isn't
slorf.
That a little too much on the nose?
It is. I'm going to. It's going to be called no. Never slorf left on a grandma. And then whoever's listening to the show is like, wait a minute, I have to listen to literally 61 minutes of bullshit before I figure out why that's a thing. Never slorf left. I'm writing it down on a grandma. Okay. Cool.
You know what we used to do on the show?
What?
We used to not talk over the Rooksop at the end.
You know who ruined it? Your wife. And
yeah.
Shags.
And Shags?
Yeah. Because they were just having such a good time. They just kept on talking. In fact, if I recall, that might have been the one where we were all talking so much, I played Rooksop twice.
That's right.
And I think it's a great tradition. I love them for it. I love them for everything. I love them for stuff they got nothing to do with, right? I had a really good diet root beer today. Thank you, Shags.
Seriously.
It's like you thank Jesus, but since he's a myth, I thank Shags because she's real. And I thank Laura, too.
This is completely out of left field, but something
left
I
field?
Need to discuss on the podcast is the use of flaring nostrils when you're speaking as a form of nonverbal communication.
You want to talk about that next time?
Yeah. And next. The sad thing is I do it a lot on the podcast. Nobody knows. And I do it for like dramatic effect.
And nobody knows.
It doesn't come through well.
No.
In audio form.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
It's a good thing. But so, anyway, we'll talk about that. You gave a lot of teasers.
If it's a good thing that doesn't happen, then I'm going to thank Laura for that. I thank Shags for my diet root beer. I'm going to thank Laura for the wonderful lack of visual content in a podcast. And I'm going to thank Tessa Formiga's mom for Tessa, I guess.
Yeah.
Is that her name? Formiga? Fumiga? Formica?
Farmiga? Farmiga?
Farmiga? Yeah.
All right, I'm going to scream.
Okay.
Throwing ropes on your grandpa!
Oh, and next week we're also going to talk about Janet Jackson.